Praise be Jesus Christ. It's good to see all of you here to offer this fitting tribute to our late Holy Father, to offer our prayers for the repose of his soul, a beautiful thing to do as sons and daughters of the church. When I read the readings for today, I was reminded of an old ad campaign that was put out by Nike back maybe 10 or 15 years ago. And the slogan for this campaign by Nike was, "We are all witnesses. We are all witnesses." And this campaign was headlined by LeBron James, the great basketball player. And so in posters and stuff, it would have LeBron with his arms up in the air because he used to have this great pregame ritual where he would throw the powder, the whatever stuff that they would wipe on their hands to dry their hands, he would throw it up into the air. And so it made for this really great photo, right? And so, of course, Nike is trying to sell their product by holding up this great athlete who so many people had witnessed do great things. In the 12 years of the papacy of Pope Francis, we witnessed quite a number of things as well. And I would just say, above all, we witnessed a humble and a joyful man seek to lead the church. A humble and a joyful man. One of the things that I will certainly never forget, because he said it so many times, was how he would end his Sunday Angeluses. Each and every Sunday at noon in Rome, the Holy Father, whoever it is, the Pope, leads a brief reflection on the Sunday Gospel, and then he leads the Angelus prayer, traditionally prayed at 6, noon, and 6 throughout the day as the bells would toll. And then he would greet the various pilgrimage groups in the square, and people would cheer, and they would chant the Pope's name and all of these things. But each day, or each Sunday, he ended his little speech, his little spiel, his little sermon, by saying two things. The first shows his humility. He would say, "Non dimenticate di pregare per me," which is Italian for, "Do not forget to pray for me." Do not forget to pray for me. The Pope, from the moment he stepped out onto to the loggia, which is the little balcony in St. Peter's Basilica where the Pope comes out the first time and he waves to the crowds of people in St. Peter's Square. From that moment till the day he died, he was asking for our prayers. He was asking for the prayers of his people. And so he did that each week, recognizing his need, the fact that he really needed those prayers. Any pope needs those prayers. And he just wasn't too shy to ask for them. So that shows his humility. The second thing that he would say perhaps shows the levity with which he looked at life. Because the next thing that he would say, given that it was around the lunch hour, he would say, "Buon pranzo," which means, "Have a good lunch." He'd say, "Buon pranzo." And so he had this great joy about him. And I feel like the fact that he would say that each and every time, it's also fitting that we have this reading where Jesus asks the disciples to give him a bit of fish to eat. Certainly, we have been witnesses of a great man, a humble and a joyful man as our Pope the last 12 years. But we have seen even greater things. We have seen the resurrection, as Peter, the first Peter, said in our first reading to the Jewish people who he was speaking to, "You put the author of life to death, but God rose him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses." This is what we celebrate today. And this is what we hope for Pope Francis. It's beautiful that we get to that he died on Monday of the Easter octave, so that all these masses are being celebrated in this Easter season, in this Easter octave, with all the same pomp and circumstance that we would celebrate on Easter Sunday, with the Gloria, with the chant, with the beautiful flowers and decorations, celebrating the resurrection, hoping that our Holy Father is quickly joining with the Lord in that resurrection, even as we speak now. And so we've been witnesses to Pope Francis, his life, his papacy, but even more so, we are witnesses to the resurrection in our own lives. And that gives us hope for all the dead, but especially for our Holy Father. And so we pray for him, and we continue to pray for our church as we're in this intermediary time, or this time in between popes, praying that the Holy Spirit would come down upon each one of us, and especially upon our cardinals, those who will elect the next pope, giving them wisdom and docility. And so let's pray for that as we offer the one sacrifice for all sinners, this Holy Eucharist.